Well, Marissa Gillette was officially confirmed by the state Senate to continue as chair of the Public Utility Regulatory Authority, but not before Senate Republicans walked right out of the chamber. Joining us now is State Senator Steve Harding and Senate Minority Leader. What happened, Senator Harding?
Good morning, Melissa. Always good to be on your program. But yesterday was really one of the more unfortunate things that I've ever had to do as a legislator. And my Senate Republican colleagues, I think, feel the same exact way. We have an incredible, awesome responsibility elected by 100,000 of our neighbors to cast votes on their behalf based on policy issues. And unfortunately, it was an error and a terrible, glaring error of potentially corruption in the process. That led us to have no choice but to walk out and to boycott that vote, something I've never done as a legislator, something that no other Senate Republican has done. But based upon what occurred, they got her out of the Executive Nominations Committee on the backs of ratepayers, even worse when you think about that aspect. We had no choice yesterday to not make our voters complicit by even participating in that vote.
So, you know, there's a little bit of confusion, Senator Harding, because Marissa Gillette, you know, there's sort of, I guess, criticism surrounding how she has handled, you know, PURA and certainly what we've seen in recent years with our utilities, Eversource and UI, of course. But, you know, on one side of the argument, it's almost like she hasn't done enough. In fact, Senate Republicans have said she's acted more like a consumer advocate than a utility regulator, blocking multiple rate increases sought by UI and Eversource. And Senator Duff, on the other side of it, just to, you know, give the other side of the argument, they feel like she's doing a good job. Here's what he said to News 8.
Let's talk about Marissa, her work as a change agent at PURA, how the fact that she has saved consumers millions of dollars, that she has 4 wins to 0 losses when it comes to rate cases in court. She has done a very good job to work for consumers.
So, I mean, what do you say to that argument, Senator Harding? Is it a bigger issue than just the person, Marissa Gillette, in this role? Is it the board that's an issue? I mean, what is the real, I guess, takeaway here?
Well, there are a lot of players, and the Senate Republicans have been the only caucus in the building, along with other House Republicans as well, that have been trying to actually reduce rates. And I don't think anyone could look at anybody and say that where we sit today is acceptable when it comes down to electric. We're the third highest electric rates in the country. And Chairwoman Gillette has been the chairperson for 5 years where our rates have risen exponentially. So there is an aspect of this in which I think we as Republicans believe there's something inherently wrong in reapproving the person that has overseen the largest regulatory body that oversees electric rates in the state, because it's almost saying that the status quo is acceptable, and it's not under any circumstance. But the problem, Melissa, isn't really that. I wish we actually had a debate yesterday, and that's the most frustrating aspect for us as Senate Republicans. I wish we actually had a debate and a discussion about reducing electric rates and about the substance of Ms. Gillette's tenure on PURA. But because of what the governor's office did in constructing, according to media reports, a corrupt deal to get her nomination out of the Executive Nominations Committee, because of that, we weren't even able to have a discussion about substance. And that is the most frustrating aspect of this, is that what legislative Democrats and what the governor's office is doing on the backs of the ratepayers is giving well-connected senators and politicians jobs. That was their only concern in this process. It wasn't reducing electric rates. It was getting well-connected people jobs. And that is where the frustration lies. Because of that, and because of the governor's office direct involvement in this, we weren't even able to have a substantive conversation about her tenure or about actually reducing electric rates. And that's the reason why we had to take the unprecedented step in boycotting the vote. Because it's unfair to our constituents.
Well, and there was another thing in there, too, Senator Harding, as I was watching, I think it was Mike Cerulli's report, I believe, for News 8. I was a little confused as well when they brought up the deal about the senator on the committee, John Fonfara, who I guess said that he, you know, that his decision to now be appointed to the board of as a utility regulator that had nothing to do with him changing his vote. I mean, initially he was against it, but I guess he ended up being for it or something. I mean, that seemed kind of fishy to me. I don't know if you can weigh in on that.
And again, this is not, these are all media reports. It's not my own fact pattern or what I assume. This is all reputable media sources that have reported this.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Fonfara and his other allies were no votes, according to multiple media reports. Then the governor came out and announced, I had to make an arrangement, quote unquote. This is the governor's own words, in order to get her nomination out of the committee. And that arrangement including appointing Senator Fonfara to PURA. So what about that? In basic logic, doesn't dictate that the governor's office essentially offered a sitting state senator a job that pays $200,000 a year on the backs of ratepayers for a yes vote out of the executive nominations committee for the confirmation of Marissa Gillette. I mean, that is a clear violation of multiple state laws.
Well, that's just it.
We're sitting here pretending this is normal.
Right.
And people are pretending this is normal. There is nothing normal about this.
And, you know,
that's the reason why we took the unprecedented step of boycotting, because this is not normal.
Well, and it's interesting, too, Senator Harding, which, you know, you make a good point that it's like if the Republicans decided to stay in the chamber, all you would have done is vote no. So you were like, oh, we're just going to walk out because obviously we're outnumbered anyway. So we might as well just walk out and to make a statement and really bring people's attention to it, which it did. You know, back to something you had just mentioned, Senator Harding, I had Governor Lamont on my show, I don't know, maybe a week or two ago, and I had brought up Senator Fazio's, you know, plan with how we can handle utilities and everything. And something was really interesting in that conversation. I was, you know, we talked about public benefits section of the bills.
Right.
And I said to him, you know, can you get rid of it? And per what I figured he would say, he's like, that's really not going to save a lot of people money. We have to look at long-term solutions. Fine. Okay. But I said to him, okay, but can you explain to me, Governor, why am I paying for public benefits, but my colleague, Paul Pacelli, who lives in Wallingford, where they don't have to mm-hmm. be with UI or Eversource, he doesn't pay for it. Except if in 10 years, both Paul Pacelli and I decide that we want to have electric vehicles, I basically paid for the green projects, essentially, that this fund is paying for. I paid for it, and Paul Pacelli gets it without paying any of that. Like, and I said, I use that example because it's a concrete example, and I wanted to understand it. And his response was, well, I do understand 90% of utility customers are Eversource and UI, but actually, when you say it like that, I don't know why we're not looking at it just from a fairness point. That's
correct.
What he said to me.
And I think,
but I said to him, and I even saw him later that day, and I'm like, so what are you going to do? Are you going to tell lawmakers that, like, even though you think it's not going to save us a bunch of money, are they going to actually talk about that? Because you just admitted it's not fair. When I gave you that
right.
example, you admitted it wasn't fair. You know, but I don't know. So, but it sounds like, no, we're not going to have that conversation, even though logically,
you know why?
You know?
Yes. But the sad part about it, Melissa, is that it's because it's a Republican idea that we've been proposing for 2 years now. And Governor Lamont knows that his Democratic counterparts in the legislature would not want to allow him to say that I agree with the Republicans on this particular issue. I hate to say it, but that's really what it comes down to. It's politics, and I think that it's inherently seen. And what was done here was, again, we had a real opportunity. The chief regulator, the chairwoman of the chief regulatory body for electric rates in the state, was getting reconfirmed. There was questions regarding her tenure. We could have had a legitimate, great, positive discussion about doing the one thing that we should all be able to agree upon in this building, that is reducing electric rates. And instead, the only thing the Democrats in governor's office had any discussion about is getting well-connected political senators' jobs. It is so beyond words, frustrating and wrong. And frankly, if you want to believe the media reports, and some of which are reporters that have reported in this building for a generation from newspapers that have been circulated in this state for literally centuries, have all reported as fact that basically a senator was given a job offer for their yes vote. Last I checked, that is a violation of multiple state laws on the backs of ratepayers.
So is a lawsuit coming?
And we,
Like, I mean, is a lawsuit coming?
We are going to write the Attorney General's office. We're going to write the State Attorney's office. We're going to write the U.S. Attorney's office. This needs to be investigated because frankly, no one has come out and denied any of this. It's all been reported as fact. It's clear violation of state law that a senator was offered a job for their yes vote. You cannot do that. It's blatantly illegal and corrupt. And no one in the majority party wants to investigate this. Mm-hmm. We've been calling on it for months. And so we're going to have to take it to another authority at this point because, you know, we're not doing our job as sitting state senators or sitting reps for that matter and just pretending this is normal. There is nothing normal about this. It is wrong, and it's all being done on the backs of ratepayers because we could have had a discussion, which we desperately wanted to yesterday, about actually doing the one thing we should be doing, which is reducing energy rates. And instead, all we had to talk about was having well-connected senators getting jobs for their votes. It is just beyond the pale.
Well, Senator Harding, I appreciate you not only sounding the alarm here on WICC, but also doing something that you say you've never done before, which was walk out during a major vote to make a bigger statement and bring this to people's attention. And certainly if it bothers you, the amount of money that you pay, if you feel like things are not being handled correctly with your utility bills, you should be contacting your local legislators, too, and saying, wait, what happened here? Because now hearing the details of it again here on WICC and really mapping out what's happening, if it bothers you, then you should say something and call for, you know, better standards with our lawmakers up in Hartford. And so, Senator Harding, thank you so much. Always appreciate chatting with you here on the air.
Yeah, Melissa, always great to be on with you. Thank you so much.